You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some of you are starting to get these real weird reactions to medications, and usually this time of year we see that because many of these medications you're not supposed to be out in the sun while on. So we're going to have to review which of your medications you're currently taking or could be prescribed that needs to keep you out of the sun. We're also going to be talking about the IRS. How involved is the IRS in the latest update and scandal in terms of our Obamacare implementation and the latest developments of one of the IRS heads, Miss Lerner, Lois Lerner, deciding to take the fifth, all right, as she read a statement to the House Oversight Committee. She basically says she's innocent, she's done nothing wrong, and then she takes the fifth, and then she throws that in there. So is she taking the fifth, or is she testifying? Unfortunately, she is one of the top officials that's going to be overseeing Obamacare implementation. We're also going to be talking about how a U.S. appeals court, I'm not sure if it was the U.S. appeals court. That's a different case. I want to see who, apparently it's a Michigan Supreme Court. I apologize. Michigan Supreme Court has ruled that if you are a driver and you smoked your medical marijuana and then got into a car and drove, you cannot be automatically subjected, all right, to under the influence charges. All right? It is not illegal to drive after using medical marijuana. You have to show you aren't under the influence. So we'll talk about that. So as you can see, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't have any more information on the latest Pawn Stars episode I'm going to be on. Some of you have been asking about the season premiere. I usually find out from the producers a few days before, so I'll let you know. But until then, your guess is as good as mine. But as soon as we hear, I'll let you know so you can make sure you tune in to Pawn Stars and see your favorite radio doc on there, hopefully. Me! 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Ronald from Tampa writes, Doctor, I just got my CDL okayed for 1 year by my doctor, but my doctor changed my blood pressure medicine to Atenolol. He said, be careful because this medicine can make you sleepy. He switched me from amlodipine because I was getting swelling. Will I be able to apply for a job as a commercial driver in the transportation industry if I'm on this blood pressure medication that's sedating? Okay, great. Great question. I wish I had the 100% answer for this. What medications? This is such a common question, especially with my truckers out there. I notice on the trucker forums and the message boards, what medicines can you take and still be able to maintain your job as a commercial driver, truck driver, over-the-road driver, flatbed, etc. And from what I understand, I've given beta blockers to my drivers. The Atenolol, Labetalol, Propranolol, true. They make you tired. I always say to take before bed. If you take before bed, usually these medications have a short enough half-life where it shouldn't make you sleepy the next day, but they can. But I got to tell you something, guys. A lot of blood pressures can make you tired. I remember when Benicar first came out, which is one of the medications in the ARB class, and I gave it to one of my patients, a non-driver, and he said, I'm always tired. What is wrong with me? I'm always tired. And this blood pressure medicine wasn't supposed to make him tired. I mean, it wasn't a well-known side effect of it, but apparently the Benicar did. And so then we had to switch him to an ACE inhibitor, etc. So what I did is I looked up a list of medications that are acceptable for truck drivers. From what I understand, on the a whole, keep in mind, though, the keep in mind, it still is at the discretion of your employer. Okay, so from what I understand, the trucking companies will decide, like, for example, let's say you're taking anti-inflammatories. From what I understand, now this is the FAA DOT a list that appears to be used by those by people in this industry, although I found it on truckmed.com, which I think is extremely helpful because the pilots could use it. I'm sure truck drivers could use it. And when the question came out a few years ago, can pilots use antidepressants? From what I understand, the FAA cleared pilots being able to use antidepressants. I think truckers were able to do so as well. If any of you have different information, please correct me. All right? But from what I understand, your beta blockers like your Timolide, your Tenormin, your Atenolol, your Coreg, right, which is, I believe, alpha and beta blocking capabilities, you are supposed to be allowed. That's from what I understand. But certain alpha blockers, which kind of work on the heart by a different mechanism than the beta blockers do, those could be at the discretion of your employer. So if you're on Cardura, if you're on Hytrin, if you're on Minipress, I remember my father being on Minipress. He'd miss doses, blood pressure would go up. Those types of medications, usually they have to be approved case by case. If the Atenolol makes you tired, all right, whether you're a cop, whether you're a pilot, whether you're a truck driver, God bless all of you out there, take it at night and see how you do the next day. If it's controlling your blood pressure and you don't feel sedated on it, that's a great medicine. But if you feel sedated all day, then, of course, you need to discuss that with your medical provider to see if you can make a change. Diuretics, water pills, from what I understand, should be okay. I think tamoxifen for our women truckers, from what I heard, tamoxifen is supposed to be okay for some of our lady truck drivers out there on breast cancer prevention prophylaxis medication. One of you had asked me a while back about cholesterol medication because it makes your body ache. If the cholesterol medicine makes your body ache, even if it's allowed, right, if you're a commercial driver or pilot, etc., I would still make sure you get your CPK checked to look and see if you're having muscle inflammation. But don't go away. I want to quickly review medications that can make you tired. And then we might as well transition into medications that you need to stay out of the sun with. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. So one of our callers wanted to know if his new medication the doctor put him on to lower his blood pressure because the amlodipine he was on caused leg swelling. And we've talked about that on our show a lot, why some medications cause leg swelling, some cause cough. If you need me to review it, just let me know. But the calcium channel blockers, your Norvasc, another name, amlodipine, your Cardizem, Tyvek, Diltiazem, those medications that relax blood vessels that stiffen with age and can cause blood pressure to rise, those medications can very commonly cause leg swelling, especially in the morning. So this gentleman's doctor switched him to a Tylenol, said, be careful, this medicine makes you tired, can cause fatigue, but he's a truck driver, wants to know if he can still take that medication. From what I understand, most trucking companies will allow it, and I think the FAA will allow it as well. One of you over break asked about Viagra. Can you be on Viagra and drive? I don't know about truck driving. I know with the FAA, there has to be some sort of hours that pass, either 6 hours, 8 hours that's passed since the Viagra. because there is that possibility that it lowers your blood pressure and lowering your blood pressure. Plus, my guess is the reason why the FAA recommends some hours pass right after Viagra is because if Viagra does what it's supposed to, you're really not going to be in the mood to fly a plane, right? You have other things to attend to. So that's my guess. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So what about antibiotics? Can certain antibiotics make you tired and prevent you from driving? Well, yes. I Zithromax, Z-Pak can make you tired. But from what I understand, the antibiotics are usually okay from a commercial truck driving standpoint. Migraine medications, this gets a little tricky. Most migraine medications, I believe, are okay unless they have stimulants in them, like caffeine. So some of your trucking companies, or I'm not sure about the FAA, I don't know if taking medicines that have caffeine would be allowed. Usually in these industries, you can't take anything that's a stimulant, like an ADD medication, diet pills, etc. Pain medications. For the most part, if you're a driver, you're not allowed to take beyond narcotics when you drive. And I understand that about the liability. But what about Indocin? All right, for those of you that get attacks of gout, what about Naprosyn? What about Motrin? What about Tylenol? From what I understand, most anti-inflammatories are okay as long as it's just that. One of you had written me a week ago saying your doctor had given you Toradol and you were afraid that you wouldn't be able to drive because it's a narcotic. Toradol is not a narcotic. Toradol is a very heavy anti-inflammatory. I used to use it a lot in my ER days when people would come in having pain, and then I kind of cut back on that because it was such a heavy anti-inflammatory, I didn't want to shut down anyone's kidneys. But I mean, it works. It's a pretty effective, very strong anti-inflammatory. Some people think it's as good as a narcotic, but don't mix Toradol with Tramadol. Tramadol is an opiate agonist, so it's not a narcotic, but it acts like a narcotic, and I don't think Tramadol is allowed. Please keep in mind, I'm a family doc, I'm a radio doctor, I don't work for trucking companies or the FAA, so I can't tell you if any of these rules have changed. So please, if you are on any medications that you question, if you're allowed to drive or operate a plane or utilize while you're a first responder, please double check with your company, your management, your administration, because I want to make sure we don't make any mistakes. One of my patients was having issues with restless leg syndrome and was concerned about his being able to maintain his CDL while taking medication for restless leg syndrome. This is another medication where it's iffy per the trucking company. Now, some of you ask, where do the trucking companies get their list? I think usually they take it from, devised lists already out there in play, like, you know, with the FAA, et cetera. But as new medications come on the market, you know, I see sedation happen, with almost anything now. Like, for example, pseudoephedrine, a medication used for decongestants, like in Claritin D, Allegra D, the D is pseudoephedrine. I've had people tell me that if they pop a pseudoephedrine or a Claritin D, they get knocked out and they go to sleep. What? Pseudoephedrine. It's a stimulant. Yet for some people it knocks them out. Whereas Benadryl, which would knock me off my butt, Benadryl for allergies and many times used in these over-the-counter sleep aids like Tylenol PM as Tylenol and Benadryl. If I take a Benadryl for allergies, I am knocked out. I'm asleep. Yet some of my patients say it wakes them up. The problem is if you have one of these unique chemistries where you don't seem to react to these medications the way we think you do, there's still that liability. So if you're taking Benadryl, I don't think you're allowed to drive a commercial vehicle while you take Benadryl, from what I understand. And I don't care if you say, but it wakes me up. The medication in its essence, it's, you know, does cause sedation. Even if it doesn't cause you sedation, happen, you have now the liability of the paper trail, so not a lot of people will okay it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, gosh, a couple years ago, one of you asked me about hyperthyroid and taking a medication, Tapazole, to lower the thyroid. And since hyperthyroid, you're more awake and, you know, anxious and in a more hyper type of biological state, taking these medications to lower your thyroid levels, will that make you tired? Yes, it can. It just, unfortunately, I have no idea if that's something that you're able to take. My guess is how your how management would handle these drugs that may not be on the list is they'll have your doctor write a letter. And boy, doctors, see, we doctors, we do not like to write letters. You guys know that about us. We do not like to write letters. The more we have in writing, the worse. Okay. Now, I, though, however, have a lot of secretarial background. So for me, getting to sit there and type and CC and respectfully and center my margins, I dig it. I don't pass that off to a transcriptionist. I like to do my own letters. But the letters I don't like to write is when somebody says, tell my boss I'm completely clear, I'm fine to drive on this medication. Well, how the heck do I know? I don't know if you're fine to drive on this medication. You know, some people say it makes them tired, some people don't. Why does your boss want the letter? Well, he says he needs a letter from the doctor so I could go back to work. So then I write the letter because I want my patients working, but I write the letter such that I'm not saying it's an absolute. You know, I say, look, patient has not reported sedation on this medication. I don't have patients that say they get sedated on this medication. I haven't as of yet. From what we understand, it's safe. Again, I'm telling my patients to use caution if they do feel tired to immediately pull over. Respectfully, yours truly, sincerely, with love. Of Dr. Dahlia Wax, or Dahlia Wax MD, right? And then I put a big sugary lipstick kiss on the letter. No, I don't do that. All right, so I hope that kind of reviews some things. Weight loss medication. One of you asked me about weight loss medication and driving. The only weight loss medication I think that would even qualify by its bare butt would be the Zenical medication, where that's the one that blocks fat absorption. When you eat, the medicine prevents some of the fat from being absorbing, I think up to 30%. So unfortunately, you could get a lot of gas and, you know, soil your underwear. It says you'll soil your underwear. Okay, it happens. You get gas and, you know, poop could come out. I get that. What is that called? A shart? S-H-A-R-T, a shart, right? I'm not allowed to say what that stands for on air, but you all know what I mean. Apparently with Zenical, that's something that's in the prescribing information, maybe not worded such as that. But Zenical is not a amphetamine, so it's not like Fen-Phen, Phentermine. Meridia, that caused some blood pressure issues, I don't think is on the market anymore. So that could count. Now, Topamax. Some of you are using Topamax for weight loss. Topamax was a medication that was used as an anti-seizure, anti-epileptic medication. We found it to curb people's appetite. Many doctors are using a vitamin B, Topamax, Phentermine sort of medical regimen to help people lose weight. It works short term. If you could still diet and exercise, it may work long term. But Topamax, I don't think the jury is out yet whether that is allowed. Sometimes people on Topamax say their fingers feel kind of tingly. So I would be a little nervous about my drivers on the Topamax. But I got to tell you, man, it works for headaches too, chronic migraines. I like the medicine. It has a lot of potential. All right, guys, don't go away. What medications do you need to not be on while you're out in the sun? Or should you just avoid the sun on these medications? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding according to your food storage program. And please note that freeze-dried guys' foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Science. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. One of you over the break asked, what message boards was I talking about, because you'd like to go on there. A lot of great information I noticed on the Truckers Forum. Again, if I could be on everybody's message board, police, firefighters, etc., man, invite me, and I'd love to hang out with you guys and give you guys information. But we have a health section on truckersforum.net, so we can be there to answer people's medical questions. So that's the Truckers Forum. There's a few of them out there, but that's the one that I like to hang out with. I also want to give a quick shout out for those of you truckers out there that there is going to be the third annual Truck Driver Social Media Convention. I was honored to be able to speak there last year. We're trying to figure out if I could also make the trip this year. I have a radio conference that same week, but I'd definitely like to make it out there if I can. Remember, October 11th to October 13th in Kansas City, Missouri. Yeah, I got family in Kansas City. They say it's Missouri, not Missouri. So I got to say Missouri. Sorry about that. And I know there's an I before E, except after C. But apparently I think the discount is still on. So make sure go to truckdriversocialmedia.com and get that checked out. All right, so it's summertime for some of us, even though it's not technically summertime. Summertime doesn't happen until June. But for those of you that live in Vegas like I do, it is hot. We are sweating. Many of us are getting the yeast infections in certain panis areas, which we'll discuss another time. That's never a fun topic when some of you are eating. But photosensitive reactions to drugs is what we're starting to see. I already had my first photosensitive patient come in yesterday. Face was completely red. He had to miss work. His employer was scared and didn't want him to come back to work until I okayed him and cleared him. Now, how many of you have ever had a photosensitive or photoallergic reaction or a phototoxic reaction to any medication that you've taken? Raise your hands. I don't see you raise your hands. Oh, you're driving? Okay, keep your hands on the wheel. So, you know, basically a phototoxic reaction versus photoallergic. So the sun reacts with the medication. And if the sun reacts with the medication or the medication allows your skin to be more sensitive to the sun, you could have more of a phototoxic reaction, burning, stinging, rash, etc. on the sun-exposed parts of the body, even blistering. Photoallergic reaction is a little bit more kooky, where the sun will transform some of the chemicals in a chemical reaction to something different. Your body then looks at that and goes, whoa. This is an antigen, and then blows up into an allergic reaction. That could be some pretty serious stuff. Now, many of you go to the local pharmacy and Walgreens, Walmart, Target. I mean, they do phenomenal jobs. I got to tell you, I love pharmacists. They are so underappreciated, and they put a little sticky right on your bottle sometimes that'll tell you to avoid the sun. The problem is I see some of you guys with your little baby bottle, and it says avoid alcohol. Then it has an eye, right, a sticker with an eye on it saying may make you sleepy, take at night, right, or take before bedtime, could be sedating. Then there's another sticky on there that may have to do with food directions. And so sometimes your bottle may just have no room for a little sticky that says you might want to avoid the sun. So what type of medications could your doctor or medical provider be giving you where you need to avoid the sun? Well, the first thing I think a lot of us think of are antibiotics and the sulfa class of antibiotics. Now, the sulfa class like Bactrim or Trimethoprim, sulfasoxazole, fix your radios, that's a tough one to pronounce. But those medications can give you phototoxic reactions or photosensitive reactions. Also, doxycycline. Remember when you all got exposed to chlamydia? So they gave you 100 milligrams of doxycycline twice a day with not enough refills? I mean, in theory, right? No. All right, doxycycline could give you phototoxic reactions. Tetracycline. Some of you guys take tetracycline for acne. I was given that in the 80s, right, to help control acne. And, oh, my gosh. And then they said no sun. Well, I was living in Arizona, for crying out loud. Phoenix, how do you avoid the sun? You're in a classroom and the sunlight's bouncing off all over the place. It's all sun in Arizona, let me tell you that. Ciprofloxacin, ofloxacin, levofloxacin, or Levaquin. Many of you guys get a UTI, or some of you men get epididymitis, right? Who's had a rip-roaring rage of epididymitis? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty painful, right? Painful testicles. Well, we give you Cipro, one of the best antibiotics for that. I love it. Even for some of you having diarrhea that could possibly be salmonella or E. coli, and we don't have the cultures back yet, we'll give you Cipro. You'll start feeling better in a day. Remember, stay out of the sun on those medications. Now, some of you are on antidepressants. From what I understand, you should be okay on your Paxil, your Prozac, your Zoloft, Effexor. I think those medications should not have reactions with the sun. However, if you're on some of the tricyclic, the older types of antidepressants like Elavil, etc., you need to avoid the sun. Some of you take St. John's Wort, over-the-counter St. John's Wort helps increase your serotonin, although there's not a lot of studies backing it up. Many of you find a lot of relief taking St. John's Wort. No, it does not cause warts, but it could cause photosensitivity. Benadryl, your diphenhydramine. If you take Benadryl, you pop a Benadryl, it doesn't make you sleepy. You go out in the sun to do some play, you could get a reaction. Many kids take benzoyl peroxide for acne. These benzoyl peroxide preparations could cause phototoxic reactions. Now, some of you are like, well, Dr. Dahlia, what about, you know, medicines that you don't take every day? Yeah, absolutely. Like ibuprofen, naproxen, anti-inflammatories, you could have photosensitive reactions. Absolutely. Diuretics. Some of you guys are on water pills for your blood pressure. Now, hydrochlorothiazide is pretty similar to the sulfa family. So if the sulfa antibiotics can cause a problem with you being out there in the sun, so can hydrochlorothiazide. Bumex, that's a pretty heavy diuretic, loop diuretic, we call it. Bumex could also do it as well. What about blood pressure medication in the sun? By the way, I'm getting this information from WebMD. Yes, I know the information in my mind, but it's still nice to kind of read the stuff off and have a nice, you know, concise list. Otherwise, me, I'll go off on tangents. You know how I am. So it kind of keeps me in line. Your antihypertensive, your blood pressure medicine like your cardizem, your diltiazem. So some of your blood pressure medicines that are your calcium channel blockers, which we talked about, that could cause some leg swelling, but it's one of my favorite class, as well as medications that have the water pill in it. Cholesterol medication, your Lipitor. How many of you were told to avoid sun while taking your Lipitor? Mm-hmm. A lot of times, I forget. When I put somebody on Lipitor medication, I'm so busy yelling at them that their cholesterol is high, and now they need to see a cardiologist and possibly get a stress test, that I forget to tell them to avoid the sun. Retinoids, again, for anti-wrinkles and acne. Gliboride. Some of you diabetics are taking Gliboride and Glipizide. Again, you know, if you have a sulfa allergy, we sometimes avoid Gliboride and Glipizide. Very similar chemistry. All right, you need to avoid those. Some of you on certain neuroleptics and cancer medications as well. So that's a quick review of medications that may be photosensitizing or cause you to have a possible photo allergy. So anytime you start getting a rash, make sure you bring all the medications with you to the doctor. I will also try to post this on break on my Twitter or Facebook so you can download it. It's a very small list. I know there's a more comprehensive list because a couple years ago I used it. I just couldn't find it. But I like WebMD. They do a good job. All right, don't go away. We're going to be talking about the IRS and Obamacare and where we're at right now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so today we found out that Lois Lerner decided to read a statement at the House Oversight Committee as they were preparing to ask her questions because she was the Internal Revenue Service official who headed the division involved in the scandal where conservative groups had been targeted. She decided to plead the fifth. She said, I have not done anything wrong. I have not broken any laws. I have not violated any IRS rules and regulations. She also added she never misled or lied to Congress, right? And she was able to, I guess, make her statement. I don't know much about pleading the fifth. I thought when you plead the fifth, you just sit quiet. You plead the fifth and then that's it. Right? Or you could plead the fifth to like certain aspects, certain questions. On that question, I'd like to plead the fifth. I didn't know that you get to plead the fifth, but you get to throw in your statement. Right? I didn't know you were allowed to do that because, I mean, that's pretty strategic. So let's say I'm up, God forbid, for some sort of a charge. All right? And I don't want to go on the witness stand. All right? I could then say, listen, I'm completely innocent, but I plead the fifth. Remember, I am innocent. Thank you very much. And then you don't get cross-examined. I didn't know you were allowed to do that. I thought those comments were supposed to be stricken from the record. But what the big deal is about this, because I know some people are like, oh, the conservatives are making such a big deal about Lois Lerner. All right, let her take the fifth. She's exercising her constitutional right. Yeah, but remember, this is a woman who is going to be overseeing the tax-exempt status when it comes to Obamacare. Okay, is there a conflict of interest here or what? Now, the IRS, people want to know, how is the IRS going to enforce Obamacare? From what we understand, the IRS has made up at least 8 offices, all right, separate from what the IRS already does to enforce Obamacare. 8 offices. All right. From what we understand, let me see here. I'm trying to read this. I'm getting my source now for you. I wish these sources would. This comes from WashingtonExaminer.com. There's going to be the ACA Executive Steering Committee. That's responsible for overall program coordination and implementation of the Affordable Health Care Act across the IRS. The committee is co-chaired by the Deputy Commissioner for Services and Enforcement and the Deputy Commissioner for Operations Support. That also includes the IRS Chief of Staff and other IRS executives, including the Business Operations Division Commissioners et al. I'd like to know who this et al. Is. This et al. Is in everything. That guy's pretty popular. Then 3 program management offices, PMOs. 1 services and enforcement. 2 modernization and information technology services, which my guess is going to be the computerized electronic system. And then 3, healthcare council. The IRS is going to be having a group, right, within its organization for healthcare council. When, I mean, with the love of the Lord helping us answer this one, when was the IRS trained in any sort of health management? When do IRS officials or auditors get some sort of health medical school training? Okay, mind you, I've had 11 years postgraduate work. I have had 7 years postgraduate plus college, 11 years. I guess many of these people in the IRS are qualified enough to be on the healthcare council. These PMOs are accountable to the ESC, which is the Executive Steering Committee for Affordable Health Care Act implementation, and work with the IRS business operating divisions to ensure efforts are successfully coordinated. Then there's supposed to be 4 functional executive steering committees. Are you guys getting exhausted as I am? All I'm seeing is money. Cha-ching! Money being spent on these committees, each led by an executive chair, have responsibility for specific provisions in the ACA, assuming somebody can read it and understand what it says. How are you going to assume responsibility for specific provisions in the Affordable Health Care Act when you can't even understand what's being written in there? That directly affect 4 business operating divisions: wage and investment, small business, self-employed, large business and international, and tax-exempt government entities. Then the services, I'm just exhausted. I'm falling asleep listening to this stuff. The services and enforcement exchange working teams are responsible for planning the implementation of the exchange provision scheduled for 2014. I am so happy that all these non-medical personnel are involved in implementing Obamacare. For those of you that are criticizing conservatives for being upset about how much the IRS is involved, that's just a droplet of the involvement. That's just on paper in sentences. Right, of how involved the IRS is going to be with our healthcare system. This makes no sense. Why all this red tape? Why all these extra committees? Why all this room for bias? Oh, Dr. Dahl, yeah, the IRS is unbiased. The IRS does things appropriately. If you're going to try to be tax exempt, they do have a right to investigate you. Who is going to be the watchdog of the IRS? Our congressmen and senators, I mean, they're pretty busy. Yes, I understand there's committees and there's the oversight committee. I just don't think that's big enough and large enough to look at this conglomerate monster that now is supposed to that's just eight offices I even know about. Okay, I don't know who else is involved. And Lois Lerner is at the helm, who's pleading the fifth when it comes to this discussion of conservative groups targeted. Am I the only one that thinks this is a big deal? I'm not being dramatic here, people. I'm not a drama queen. I'm a little concerned. All right? Because let's say the IRS is going to be fair. Let's say they are going to 100% tit for tat. Okay? No, I'm not talking about mammograms. I'm talking about liberal audits versus conservative audits. Let's say they do that. Do you as a patient feel comfortable with the IRS being that involved and manning the health care council? I mean, where is the gynecologist? Where's the token proctologist? Where's the dentist? Where's the nurse? Where's the sassy family doctor? Where in this IRS-chaired healthcare council? What does the IRS know about cervical cancer or spermatoceles? Are you kidding me? This is ridiculous. Why are we allowing this? Why? Somebody please tell me. You can't make this stuff up. This is a joke. This is an absolute joke. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're coming to the end of the first hour, going into the second hour. The Michigan Supreme Court ruled yesterday that medical marijuana users that use their medical marijuana before they get into their car are not automatically breaking the law. Okay. It's okay. You could smoke your doob and then get behind a wheel. So it is going to be at the police officers, it's going to be on their heads and shoulders now to prove that you were impaired. My guess is if you're swerving on the road or your reflex time, right, at a stoplight, dude, the lights are cool, dude, isn't enough. 1-877-DOC-DALI. If your station shuts off after an hour, go to your iPhones now, Android phones now. We're still live for two more hours. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.